Have you been masturbating again? Don't look at the floor. The answer isn't down there. Now tell mommy the truth. Have you been a bad little masturbator? That's right. And what did mommy tell you about that? Shouldn't. That's a good word to remember. Good subs don't touch themselves, now do they? Yeah. I know you want to be good for me, don't you? It's okay to be embarrassed. You should be. But we still need to talk about last night. When mommy came into your room and caught you being very naughty. Yeah. I heard sounds coming from your room, didn't I? And when I opened the door and turned on the lights, I could just tell you weren't behaving yourself. Mommy always knows. You know that, right? And when I pulled the sheets back and I looked down, what did mommy see? That's right. Mommy saw her pet naked, rubbing themselves with mommy's panties. Mommy's silky, soft, satin panties. Did you have permission to go through mommy's things like that? No, you did not. Mommy's hamper is not your personal playground. Mommy's panties are not a toy, are they? No, they're not. Stop looking at the floor and look at me. I don't care how embarrassing it is. Mommy's little masturbator needs to see how disappointed I am. Mommy's little disappointment. Is that what you want to be? Or do you want to go back to being mommy's good little pet? I thought so. But good pets, they don't touch themselves without permission, do they? No, they don't. And this isn't the first time we have had this conversation, though, is it? And what did I tell you was going to happen if you didn't obey mommy? That's right. You would be punished. Go get mommy's hairbrush. That's very good. Now come over here. Lay across mommy's lap. Mommy needs to give you a spanking now, one that you're going to remember. You are going to count each stroke, and then after each one, I want you to apologize for being a bad little masturbator. Do you understand? Good. You need to speak up. Whispering won't do. You don't sound sincere at all. Now let's try again. No. That wasn't number two. They don't count if you don't respond properly. Let's start again. That's right. That's one. Are you truly sorry? Hold still, baby. Mommy needs to teach you a lesson. Let me smooth that a bit. I know it stings, but it's supposed to sting. Words didn't have any effect, did they? So maybe turning your bottom red will help you remember the rules. Shh, I know. I know how sorry you are right now. That's it. You can cry for me if you need to. There's no shame in tears. I will stop when you have learned your lesson, and not one moment before. You promise? Are you sure, pet? Because you promised before, but just last night you were being a bad little masturbator again. It's going to be okay. Mommy still loves you. You just need a little discipline. You need punishment. You need to be a good pet for mommy. Not a dirty, filthy masturbator. That's it. That's a good pet. Taking your punishment for me. Now you promised mommy. No more masturbating. But to make sure, you're going to have to sleep with your bedroom door open so that mommy can check in on you. Also, no more covers. I don't like that I don't get to see everything. Now stand up and show mommy your freshly spanked ass, pet. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, so adorable when it's all red like that. But what if mommy slides her hands between your thighs? What am I going to find? Is someone all turned on from receiving their spanking? Well, since you did take your punishment so well, it is only fair that you get a reward, huh? Don't you agree? Oh, there we are. Doesn't it feel better when it's mommy's hand and not your own? Doesn't mommy's hand feel so much better, so fucking good against you, touching you? Yeah, if you weren't such a dirty little masturbator, you could have had this so much sooner. You could have had my hand pleasuring you, but instead I had to spank you. I had to punish you and teach you a lesson. No, don't look at the ground. Keep looking at me. I don't care how embarrassed or ashamed you are. You took your punishment so well, and mommy forgives you, but I still need to drive it home. See this? This what I'm playing with right now. What my hands and fingers are doing? This is only for mommy to do. This is only for me. When you masturbate, when you orgasm all by yourself, well, you just ruin all of my fun. That's no way for a pet to behave now, is it? No, it's not. And you don't want to spoil mommy's fun, especially when she's being so nice to you. You know, I don't have to do this. I don't have to make you feel good after a punishment. After all, the point of a punishment is discipline, is to learn. But I'm so nice to you, I'm so generous, that I'm giving you some pleasure, even if it is just with my hands. Yeah. Do you think mommy should slip off her panties? Yeah. Do you think that would help you? Okay. Gonna take them off just like this. And then I'm gonna wrap them around my hand. Yeah. There you go. And now you get to feel how nice they are. Don't they feel nice? Considering these are what drove you to touch yourself and be so naughty earlier. Can you feel some of mommy's wetness there too? Mommy loves disciplining you, spanking you. Mommy's satin panties. Yeah. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Let me just get a little bit more lube. Nothing big. Yeah, just. There we go. Gotta make sure it's all nice and wet down there. Oh, so much easier. So much more gliding. Hands behind your back, baby. Yeah. This is for mommy. This is not for your naughty hands. Why don't you just let mommy make you feel good? Your little hands, they don't need to touch this. This area on you, this is for me only. Good pets don't touch themselves. They only let their owner do so. And that's me. And doesn't this feel nice? Yeah, I know how much you love mommy's panties. Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Of course it does. I'm making sure it does. You can even feel the wetness stain on those panties. Well, I'm having fun and I'm doing all of this for you. What are you doing for me? Oh, you're being good? Yeah, of course you are. You can be good for me. You can be good for mommy. I know you can. You're doing it so well right now. Yeah. Such a good baby for me. Letting me touch you. Letting me make you feel good. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah. It feels really good, doesn't it? So good that maybe you think that you might be starting to get close. You might be starting to think, I really want to come. But remember, mommy hasn't given you permission to even think those dirty little thoughts. No. It seems someone's been getting greedy with their orgasms. Someone's been having, well, I would say thoughts, but let's face it, there's not a thought in that cute little head of yours. So this is what's gonna happen. Mommy isn't letting you come today. No. Because you need to remember that this right here, this is for mommy, and it's not for your greedy hands. And in fact, mommy has a special pair of undies for you to wear to bed tonight. They're all nice and soft and tight, but they also have some itching cream on them. Oh, I know it's gonna be so uncomfortable, and I'm afraid it's gonna be very itchy, but I want you to remember why you are being punished. And why you have to squirm all night. And it's going to be a very long night for you. But this is for your own good. So now, let's get you all ready for bed, baby. Now slip on these undies. Mommy is gonna go look for her two locks so you won't be able to take them off during the night. Yeah, there you go. Pull them up right there. Oh, so good. Now I'm going to take this lock and I'm gonna put it right here on the left side. Oh, there we go, and perfect. And now on the other side. Oh, I know you don't think that these are necessary, but they are. What if your hand starts searching and want to start touching? I already told you. That place is for mommy only. There's my good pets. Now, no pouting. You brought this on yourself. Mommy is just helping you break that dirty habit. So what do you say? That's right. Thank you, Mommy. Good job, little star. If by the end of the week I've seen some improvement in your attitude and behavior, we can try going back to sleeping without the undies. Yes, baby. I said a week. Would you like to make that 2 weeks? I didn't think so. Now let's get you all tucked in for the night. There you go. Hop up on your bed. Oh, I know. I know, baby. The undies are so itchy, but try to keep quiet. Mommy has a busy day tomorrow and needs to get her sleep. She can't have you making little noises to distract her all night. Aww. I love you too, pets. Sleep tight.